Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. So, are you registered to vote in Texas?
I am.
All right. That would be a yes. Perfect. So, do you consider yourself to be Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Independent.
Independent, all right. So when it comes to voting for local offices in your area for the Texas State Legislature, would you say you tend to vote mostly for Democrats or vote mostly for Republicans, or do you vote like roughly the same candidate from both parties?
These days I might lean more left towards Democrats.
Democrat, all right. So as we know, every top election position in Texas state government is controlled by Republicans, and it has been that way for about the last 30 years. So, in your opinion, would you say this Republican one-party rule has worked well and should continue, or do you think it's time for a change in the direction and political leadership in Texas?
I voted for a change, so, I mean, I think it's time for a change.
All right, thank you. So, now I'm going to read you, like, a short list about issues, and if you could please tell me which of the following is most important to you, of, like, this is, like, a really important issue facing Texas today. So, the list goes: the economy, inflation and jobs, funding for public schools and teacher pay, illegal immigration and the border, property taxes, abortion rights, health care costs, violent crime or gun violence.
I think all those are very important.
All right, but if you could choose only one, maybe like which one is the most important to you that's facing Texas right now, which one would you say it is?
Read it to me again.
For sure. So the list goes: the economy, inflation, and jobs, funding for public schools and teacher pay, illegal immigration and the border, property taxes, abortion rights, health care costs, violent crime, and gun violence.
I'd say the economy.
The economy, all right. So, and which is the next important issue for you? Still from the same list.
Just from the same list? Probably violent crime.
Violent crime, all right. So now I'm going to read you just a few people, and if you could tell me, what is your opinion about them? Would you say you have a very favorable opinion, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable? And the first person is Mark LaHood.
Not crazy about unfavorable.
Very or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, all right. What about Steve Allison?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Ted Cruz?
Very unfavorable.
Laurel Jordan Swift?
I don't know who that is.
Joe Biden?
Somewhat favorable.
Colin Allred?
Somewhat favorable.
Ken Paxton?
Very unfavorable.
Kamala Harris?
Somewhat favorable.
And Donald Trump?
Very unfavorable.
All right, thank you. So in the 2024 presidential elections, for who would you vote for if these elections were held today?
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, all right. So in the U.S. Senate between Ted Cruz, the Republican, and Colin Allred, the Democrat, for who would you vote for if those elections were held today?
Colin Allred.
Colin Allred, all right. And if the elections for Texas State Representative from your area were held today, for who would you vote for between Mark LaHood, Republican, and Laura Jordan Swift, the Democrat?
Probably Laura Jordan.
All right. So now I'm going to read you just some follow-up information about both of these state house district candidates. So Mark LaHood is pro-Trump Republican and criminal defense attorney, born and raised in San Antonio and a father of four children. Mark is a proud conservative who believes that we are at a crisis point in our state and nation, and that is the time for bold, unapologetic conservative leadership in government. He is endorsed by Attorney General Ken Paxton and Governor Greg Abbott because he will work with them to secure a border and empower parents to make the best education decisions for their child. While Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat, is a San Antonio native with a career in medical sales who raised five kids in our community. A former Republican herself, Laura will go to Austin and fight to fully fund our public schools, expand expandable, affordable expanding affordable health care to more working Texans, and she will also work to restore women's freedoms of choice to have an abortion, as well as foster unity and respect. So based on those two statements, for who would you want to vote for? For Mark LaHood, the Republican, or Laura Jordan Swift, the Democrat?
Laura Jordan Swift.
All right. So with which one of these two statements do you agree with most? So statement number one, the liberals' woke philosophy is wrong and is ruining America with DEI teaching kids to hate America, saying it's a racist country, and promoting LGBTQ and transgender lifestyles. Or would you say you agree more with statement two? America is a country built on the ideas of equality, tolerance, and inclusion for all people. Diversity makes us stronger, and everyone, regardless of their race or sexual orientation, must be treated fairly with equal opportunities.
Statement two.
Statement two. All right, thank you. So now, which one do you agree with more? And this one is about values and freedoms. So the first is, agree with those who say Texans should have the freedom to make their own choices for themselves and their families without having the right or choices dictated by government politicians. Or number two, agree with those who support Texas Republican laws protecting traditional Christian values, including stopping transgender conversion for children, protecting the unborn, and banning school library books with inappropriate sexual or racist content.
Let's say number one.
Number one, all right. So which one is closer to what you think Texas should do about the situation about the border? In statement number one, Governor Abbott is just putting on a political show by continuing to spend over $11 billion of Texas taxpayer money on his failed border policies when that money could be better spent on schools or lowering the healthcare costs instead of the federal government should take over its responsibility to secure the border. Or with statement number two, Texas being overrun by illegal immigrants and Governor Abbott is right to continue spending Texas tax money using the National Guard and physical barriers to stop it.
Statement one.
Statement one, all right. So do you agree or disagree with Texas laws protecting unborn life by banning abortions?
I do not.
So you disagree?
I disagree.
All right, thank you. So, in your opinion, which of these five is the worst thing about Texas's anti-abortion law? And the list goes, punishes doctors who perform a medically necessary abortion with prison, requires forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11, no exceptions for when the life of a woman is at risk, takes away a woman's freedom to control their own bodies and healthcare decisions, or fines any family or friends about $10,000 assisting a woman traveling out of state to get an illegal abortion.
I can only choose one?
Unfortunately, yes, only one, although I'm sure all of these sound really important and terrifying.
They are all outrageous. I think the, not the most severe, but the most outrageous is the last one, that you're going to fine people for taking somebody out of the state to get an abortion.
All right.
That's great.
All right, thank you. So I do want to let you know that we are about 50% done. So I do want to thank you so much for your time this far. Truly, truly appreciate it.
I have to get back to work. So I don't really have any more.
Oh, all right, no worries. Well, could we call you at a later time to complete it? Because we are almost done. There's only like a few questions left.
That's fine. We can call it. You can call it later time.
All right, perfect. Well, thank you so much for your time then. Hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye now.